got Sid, you said on board.
This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have an 11 o'clock agenda item. It's a meeting to consider matters related to code enforcement. So there are several action items that are on the agenda. I guess I'd purport to just handle them in the order in which they've been agendized. So let's start off with the Nampa parcel R31482.
Morning, Commissioners. This
Morning.
Is regarding property at 11583 Orchard Avenue, Nampa, Idaho, parcel number R31482. The violation for that property was a public nuisance violation of tires on the property. On February 20th, 2026, a certificate of noncompliance was issued against that property. On August 25th, 2026, the DSD office manager advised that all of the certificate of noncompliance fees were paid in full. Later that day, I received a message from the property owner that the property was ready for an inspection. On August 26, 2026, I met the property owner on site and observed that the property was clean and the violation had been abated. That I request the removal of the certificate of noncompliance.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
And on this, Jason, so there was also a zoning. You've mentioned the public nuisance, but
yes.
The zoning?
The zoning issue had been, the rezone request had been withdrawn on July 21st, 2026.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. I'm in favor of this as presented, Chairman.
Okay. All right. If there's no other discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the release of certificate of noncompliance on property located at 11583 Orchard Avenue, parcel number R31482, as presented.
I second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Good morning, Commissioners. Next up is Code Enforcement Case CDEF 2023-0098, parcel number R39032, regarding 26783. Lane, Parma. Property was reported to us through a DSD employee on the 10th of May in 2023. 6 days later, we received two more citizen complaints regarding the conditions of the property. Site inspection was conducted. A courtesy notice was sent with a 30-day to bring the property into compliance. On July 11th, 2023, site inspection was conducted and photos were taken. It was noted that some of the junk in the vehicles had been removed from the property, but an official notice of violation was sent to the property owner of record on the 19th of July, 2023. In October of 2023, site inspection was conducted, photos were taken. There had been no contact with the property owner. At that time, a final notice of violation was sent on the 26th of October, 2023. Site inspection was conducted again in February of 24, and then again in August of 2025. Site inspections conducted all the way up until October of 2025. All of the extensions that were provided to the property owner had failed to bring the property into compliance. As of May of 2026, notice to record a certificate of noncompliance was sent to the property owner with no response. Site inspection was conducted on the first of this month, and current ownership was the same as when the property was first notified. The property owner hasn't brought the property into compliance. We're requesting a certificate of noncompliance be recorded on this property.
Discussion or questions?
Chairman, thanks for the update and the pictures on this. It's unfortunate that neighbors have to get involved. I'm for putting the certificate of noncompliance on this property.
I am too. I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for public nuisance violations on property located at 26783 Deb Lane in Parma on parcel number R39032 as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Mo- Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Next, we have code enforcement case CDEF 2026-0048 for 20191 Red Top Road, Caldwell, parcel number R36092. Complaint was received on March 25th of this year regarding a light, which was not a violation of Canyon County Code, but the inspection revealed that there were public nuisances on the property. The next day, on the 26th, a courtesy notice was sent to the property owner and tenant. On the 29th of April, another site inspection was conducted after the time had lapsed, and an official notice of violation was sent to the property owner and tenant. That was also on the 29th. And that provided until May 29th of 2026 to bring the property into compliance. On the 3rd of June, a site inspection was conducted and photos were taken. It was found the property remained in violation due to public nuisances. Notice to record a certificate of noncompliance was sent to the property owner on the 4th of June. There was no contact on the 7th of July of 2026. There was a separate case for a burned structure on the property. That case number for reference is CDEF 2026-0128. On the 1st of this month of this year, it was site inspection was conducted, found the property is still in violation. We're requesting a certificate of noncompliance be recorded on subject property at 20191 Red Top Road, Caldwell.
Yeah. Chairman, thanks, Officer Arthur, for your diligence. There's been a lot of repeat visits and violations on this property, and I am in favor, and I move that we sign the certificate of noncompliance for public nuisance violations on property located at 20191 Red Top Road in Caldwell, parcel number R36092, as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And the next, please.
This one is referencing code enforcement case CDEF 2026-0079, Zero Rudd Road, Parma, parcel number R39210. On April 23rd, 2026, a complaint was received regarding numerous occupied RVs and public nuisances on the property. On the 23rd, there was a courtesy notice sent via first class mail to the property owner. On the 15th of May, site inspection was conducted and photos were taken from the public right away. And they also received, the area officer also received permission from the neighboring property owner to inspect the property from the neighboring property. A notice of violation was sent via first class mail to the owner of record. On the 14th of May, Southwest District Health was advised of potential violations of their laws and ordinances. On the 19th of May, a representative of the property came to the DSD office and spoke with a DSD employee advising that the property had been corrected. On the 9th of July, it was reported that there were two more occupied RVs on the property. A final notice was sent to the property owner to obtain a temporary use permit or remove the owners from, or remove the RVs from the property. On the 14th of July, there was a final notice sent to the property owner. On August 4th, site inspection was conducted from the public right away, and it was found that the occupied RVs remain on the property. Intent to record certificate of noncompliance was sent on the 5th of August of 2026. On the 1st of September of this year, site inspection was conducted. It was found the RVs were observed and confirmed via text message from the neighbor, who also provided the area officer with a photo of the occupied RVs. Ownership was confirmed that the owner is still the same that was notified back when the case was first opened. So we're requesting that the certificate of non-compliance be recorded for the occupied RVs.
Chairman, I'm in favor. Thanks again, Katie Phillips and your team for the diligence on this. I move that the board signs the certificate of non-compliance for the zoning ordinance violation, case number CDEF 2026-0079, on property located at Zero Red Road in Parma, parcel number R39210, as presented.
I second.
Okay, before we take a vote, has Southwest District Health been specifically advised of this?
Yes, according to the notes they were. Let me go into the actual case notes. So in my version or my preparation, it says that Katie Phillips notified Southwest District Health and there were photos taken. We had not received any response from the property owner, so I can reference the case notes if you'll wait just a second.
Okay.
Chairman, on that, on May 14th, it says that Officer Phillips spoke with Mitch at Southwest District Health, so there was personal contact.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
as Commissioner Van Beek stated, the officer notes say on the 14th of May, she stated, I spoke with Mitch at Southwest District Health.
At some point, do we need to have, besides just a internal note, that we've officially notified Southwest District Health of a public health violation? We are not the expert of that, but we think we've observed that. I'm just thinking forward, if this has to be litigated, I want something that I can utilize as factual evidence.
Well, typically what we'll do is we make note of it in chronological order, and then any response we add that to, and then whether it's phone call or voicemail, we put that in the case notes as well, or the case file. We'll actually put a digital copy in the case file. We're just not able to provide that in written form.
Yeah.
But generally, when we go to that electronic version of that file, there will be a voicemail or an email attached with their response, and then we just kind of briefly summarize that in the case notes, whatever that electronic communication was.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So will Commissioner Brooks serves effectively on the Southwest District Health Board? Would there be a way for Southwest District Health to, whoever was the contact at the health department, to acknowledge in writing and send back to code enforcement that they've been notified? I mean, and I'm not saying that I don't appreciate the case notes, but it puts some of the onus back on Southwest District Health that we receive communication from their office. This is a violation. It may be follow-up, anything? I don't know what your thoughts are on that, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but maybe that's subject for conversation.
I think it's completely possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, so you're basically asking like a land use application, a letter proving that if they've given input.
Right, and it's not.
They,
yes, and it's.
Add it to the file.
Mm-hmm. And it's not because the officer's notes aren't accurate. That's not what I'm implying. I'm saying it shifts the burden from the officer back to Southwest District Health for follow-up action and an acknowledgement from their office that, hey, contact's been made, and here's what we're going to do. Because, Chairman, to your point, if these have, whatever it is, open sewage violations, the health department, it would be nice to have a timely response on what the follow-up was for that, for the neighbors, and just for the Canyon County as a whole. Those are, if Southwest District Health is getting involved, they're, I'll say it like I think it, they're disgusting violations that need timely follow-up.
Well, generally, they will, if there is a violation, they will CC us on,
okay,
on the notice of violation that they send out, so we can keep that in our case file.
Okay.
If it's confirmed, I wouldn't be aware if there wasn't a violation. They don't put anything in writing, but when there is, they do send us or CC us on that. Mitch has been really good about that, so
good.
We'll add that to the case file.
Okay, awesome. So I don't know if, Chairman, if that satisfies your request for information or follow-up. Thanks, for Eric, for providing that.
So Eric, I'm talking theoretical. If I have somebody walk into the office and they complain, or I have somebody calls and they complain, it may or may not make a big enough thing for it to be documented. Sure, they can document that they walked into the office and they spoke to my personnel and they shared their concern. But I think what I'm going at is this gets into the realm of unequal enforcement. So we get a building permit. We're darn sure that they put in a operative sewer system complete. But these bozos are dragging RVs in with no means to take care of their stuff. And we know it. And I want us to be sanitized clear if we go into court that we notified South District Health of a health violation and we can prove it, whether we ask from them a form that they want to use that's acceptable to them as official notification to Southwest District Health. But I'm wanting to give us a tool that encumbrance, that issue about a health violation is off of our backs completely. We've made official communication to you. What they do with it now will become their legal problem, but what we've done is official notification, and both the entities agree that it's official notification.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking for. So I guess work with Jay, and Jay can work with Southwest District Health to get a agreed upon format that we communicate this type of violation, because this really upsets me. I mean, if I'm making somebody else toe the line on what they do with their stuff, then these guys need to be right up the same level. Exactly. And I think they're roller skating by. And we're looking at something a little bit different than that because it's not within our jurisdiction. But I want that handoff to be painfully clear.
Okay. Understood.
Okay. Appreciate that very much. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any addendums or checks, or are we ready for a vote?
Ready for a vote.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I've never done this before, but I'm going to ask a question because I'm looking at the aerials. To the southeast of this, less than a mile. And the reason I'm saying this is we're doing this for this piece of property, basically, when to the southeast, basically on the same dirt road right off of Rudd, this monstrosity exists. And I guess going I don't know how we do it on that one and leave this just there.
Chairman, yeah.
The parcel, if you want to take the pen, like write down the parcel, I'll read it to you. R2537-0500. I don't know if I want to use the term equa. It just, something doesn't sit right to be doing it up the street when it looks real minimal compared to what's just down the road off.
Is this our Rudd?
Yes. Yeah. The address. Well,
yeah. I'm in favor, and that sometimes happens where the board. I have approached our code enforcement team with properties. They can't be everywhere, and they don't do proactive. They do reactive enforcement, and so to have an identified property, I think is the right thing to do. I support that. Thank you.
But I don't have the case history. We may have a case on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know the case number. I don't remember it by parcel number. So, I mean, we can research it and see if.
Let's see if it has any address.
Well, it seems to me that.
Would the address help?
That's okay. I'll look it up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't remember Rudd Road being a popular address or a road that we've been to. So I can check with the area officer and see.
Okay.
See what else we have.
Okay. Maybe enough said at this
yep.
point.
Yep.
All right. All right. Next one, please.
Next is going to be code enforcement case CDEF 2026-0010 regarding 2939 Market Road, Caldwell, parcel number R38227. The inspection was, or I'm sorry, complaint was received on the 28th of January of this year. Inspection was conducted actually the day before on the 27th. Usually that indicates that reporting party had contacted either the area officer or our admin staff, and the area officer was able to get out there prior to that written complaint being submitted. On the 29th of January, a courtesy notice was sent for an occupied RV via first class mail to the property owner of record. On the 11th of February, the legal property owner's son had contacted the area officer. She provided a 2-week extension as the property owner was deceased. On the 4th, or on the 15th of April, site inspection was conducted and photos were taken. There was a slight improvement noted, but the occupied RV remained, and a second notice of violation was sent to the property owner on the 15th of May. That was on the 15th of April. On the 5th of May, we conducted further research and noticed that there was a pending tax issue, a tax deed from the assessor's office, and that was added to our case file. On the 18th of May, site inspection was conducted, photos were taken. There were little to no change to the property, and a notice of violation was sent to the property owner. That on the 19th of May, certified mail was returned and dated for 4/15 of 2026. On the 3rd of June, another site inspection was conducted and photos were taken. The property remained in violation of Canyon County ordinances. On the 3rd of June, the notice of intent to record certificate of noncompliance was conducted. On the 1st of September, site inspection was conducted and property ownership was verified. The property remained in violation. Ownership had not changed. We're requesting a certificate of noncompliance be recorded on this property as well.
Chairman, I'm in favor of this, and given the condition of the property, maybe abatement at some point down the road is appropriate if they don't get it together, but I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for public nuisance violations, case number CDEF 2026-0010, for property located at 29399 Market Road in Caldwell, parcel number R38227.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. And perhaps the last one.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is a case regarding 3611 East Dorothy Lane, Nampa, Idaho. Parcel number is our Robert 32439. The violations are for a zoning violation of an occupied RV and public nuisance of non-operative vehicles. Before I go any further, I went to the property yesterday for a follow-up inspection. I have some photos if I could present those, just to update it.
Sure.
Thank you. So the case was initiated on January 15th of 2026, and I did my initial inspection that same day and observed from the public right-of-way and the rear yard of complainant number one an occupied RV violation. On the 21st of January 2026, a courtesy notice was sent out. On February 24th, a second complainant was added to the case. On February 25th, 2026, I conducted a follow-up inspection from the rear yard of complainant number one. I plainly observed one occupied RV. Its slide was out, the vehicle was present, and there was a wood and plastic partition erected at its entrance. While in the rear yard of complainant number two, I spoke with a subject who identified himself as a friend of the property owner, and he was inside of a recently built structure working on a vehicle, and I asked him if he knew if the occupied RV was in fact occupied, and he stated that it was. He said it was a family member of the property owner, and I gave him my business card and concluded my contact with him. Later that day, received a phone call from the property owner. He confirmed that one person is living in the aforementioned RV, and that he acknowledged the fact that he had more than the allowed number of non-operable vehicles on his property. He stated that he would have the RV vacated and address the issue of the vehicles he had in violation. I explained to him that he'd be receiving a notice of violation for the RV and for the vehicles. And that notice was sent out on February 26, 2026. On April 1st, 2026, a follow-up inspection was conducted. While I was in the rear yard of complainant number one, I observed that the partition had been removed, although the previous materials were still present around the RV. I noticed an extension cord was observed attached to the trailer, and from the rear yard of complainant number two, I observed that the non-operated vehicles were still present. That time, I requested a final notice of violation and intent to issue a certificate of non-compliance for the zoning and public nuisance violations. On April 2nd, those notice was sent out. On May 8th, 2026, a site check was done from the rear yard of complainant number one, and all the violations remained. On June 23rd, 2026, I conducted another site check from the rear yards of both complainants. The violations remained. At that time, I requested a certificate of non-compliance. On August 27, 2026, I did another site check from the rear yard of complainant number one, observed that the violations were still present. And then on past date, September 2nd, I did a site check from both yards again, and the violations remained. I have had no contact from either the property owner or any of agent of his since February 25th, 2026. So with that being said, and the violation still in effect, I request the certificate of noncompliance. Thank
you. Chairman.
Yes.
Thanks for your work, Officer Hackney. I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance on zoning and public nuisance violations on case number CDEF 2026-0006 for property located at 3511 East Dorothy Lane in Nampa. That's parcel number R32439 as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thanks for such clear documentation.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Have any other business for this agenda item? Would it be okay we adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.